The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
Takes a lot to stump us when it comes to sexual things, because through the years we've heard so much on this show. I mean, years ago you definitely could stump me. Stuff that blew my mind.
Yeah.
Now
it's
been years, and I've heard so much, it takes a lot for me not to know what's going on. But we've received a couple of emails, and we have some unsolved sex mysteries to get to.
Sex mysteries.
A couple unsolved that really kind of stump us. One involves something a guy is asked to wear during sex. And one listener looking for group sex, but for something we've never heard of.
All right.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak's Unsolved Sex Mysteries. If you have something you think could stump us, you can chime in. And not like the Alaska pipeline or the, you know,
right,
the Tennessee muzzleloader or whatever the hell you
think. Exactly.
We know the Urban Dictionary exists as well. We got it.
Yeah.
But we're talking about real, like, this is what we mean here.
No Iowa turkey baster.
No.
Right.
No.
This guy sent an email and wants to be anonymous. He says, so my wife and I were watching Celebrity Family Feud this week. And the question was, name something you ask your man to put on to spice up your sex life. The second most popular answer was fake boobs.
A pair of titties.
So you make your man put boobs on to spice things up. That's what they said.
That's according to Family Feud, 100 people surveyed, top five answers on the board.
Family Feud.
That's what they said. And this guy said, my wife and I completely shocked by this. Definitely an unsolved sex mystery. Do women really ask their men to wear fake boobs during sex? So we instantly thought of your show and had to pass it along.
It's crazy that something on the Family Feud has never made it on our show.
Right. It's mainstream enough to be on Family Feud, but it hasn't been on our show. That's what shocked us.
That is
but
shocking.
In all the years and all the emails and all the crazy topics, we have never heard of a woman asking her man to put on fake boobs during sex so that now there's four titties in the room.
Yeah, I never realized my body was so spicy. I got tits of my own.
The thing is, like, what are boobs on me going to do for you?
Is it that she has some bisexual tendencies?
But, I mean, this body's not built for bisexuality.
Now I got a hairy gut.
You know?
It might distract her from your tiny dong.
I mean, that's what you'd think you'd rather I put on.
I don't know. What do they look like? What is she even...
Well,
proposing that you would wear.
Didn't you check these out, right?
Yeah, I went on you can go really high end, right? Like
these are
strap-on.
That's Buffalo Bill territory.
Like, there's a ton of them on eBay, a strap-on silicone breast.
Okay.
Get your ass in the bedroom because we're going to have a wild night tonight. I'm grabbing the rubber tips. Oh, suckle me.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Tweak him. I feel nothing.
Oh,
I can't.
Oh, this is creepy.
Bite him. That was super creepy. The Buffalo Bill saying, suckle me?
Oh, my wiener became untucked. Give me a minute. We slide it back.
I don't know if anyone listening has been a part of sex role play where the guy had to put on fake boobs. We need to hear about it. 1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free number. 1-855-954-6969 or text us at 46969. So even
imagine.
In all of your porn watching, the crazy crap you look at online, Chuck, you've never seen a porn where a guy wore fake boobs during it.
No, I mean, because anything...
Look, there's a guy wearing them right there.
Oh, man. Oh, no, I've never seen that. No, I've never seen anything like that. The closest thing is like when one of...
It gets funnier the longer you stare at it.
It really does.
No, because like any kind of like weird stuff I would have seen involving like a guy with boobs was like my gaming buddies being like, check this hottie out. And it's like a guy with real boobs implanted in and then the shaboom.
Yeah.
You know.
So, usually huge shaboom.
Yeah. And my gaming buddies love to do that.
The question was, name something you ask your man to put on to spice up your sex life.
Yeah.
So it's women requesting this of guys. It's, you know, not guys having some weird fetish.
No.
It's the women want him to wear boobs.
It doesn't make any sense to me. It really doesn't.
It's crazy. But there, you do a search for fake boobs for men to wear. All right, as I did, fake boobs. They come up right away. Like, and even different colors for you people of color. There's three color choices here on Etsy.
Yeah, there is. Etsy. Oh, look, there's some little pancake.
Yeah, you can get different, different styles. And it's a shop called Boobs for Boys.
Boobs for Boys.
Well, I mean, like, I could see there's a reason for this to exist.
Right. Cross-dressers and, you know, that kind of thing.
It's just weird to think that a girl out there would want you to spice stuff up by putting on that weird skin suit.
Armando, you're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak.
You should worry about that,
girl. Morning.
Good morning.
I've got a mystery. So I'm decorating for Halloween right now, or I'm starting to, you know, and I'm looking for something to kind of, you know, put clothes on or whatever. So I Googled, like, cheap sex dolls, you know, and it comes up to Amazon, and you know, I'm looking at it, and I scroll down, and it's got this, like, frequently bought together thing. So it's this Judy sex doll and then a blow-up sheep together. You know, like that's my mystery, and I instantly thought about you guys. You know, I know it's weird, but
well, I think it's probably like it's a prank, right? It's a bachelor party.
I've had one.
Yeah,
I bought
you one.
Yeah, Dave bought me a blow up sheep.
Yeah,
which was blown up and in my closet for years, probably 6 years. Just, like, it just never
he's
deflated.
A pervert and he's Scottish. It was the perfect gift idea.
So that's what that is.
Yeah. It's just people.
And honestly, I mean, I guess when you think about, like, when people buy those super cheap sex dolls, which are just like a beach ball or whatever, it's always a prank. Like, Lisa bought one of those for a bachelorette party. They carried around Burt Reynolds all night.
Yeah.
You know, so
this guy says my wife wants me to wear a low cut T-shirt while we do it.
Low cut? Like,
I'm not like a. Crop.
I was thinking
like a deep V,
real deep V,
or like the low cut, like a girl's type of top, you know, where it would show like a top of your boobs and cleavage. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like straps and then comes down.
There's more to that text, Dave. I just put it on the screen for you.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I was doing a bisexual chick, and I'm a bigger dude. She wasn't sure if she liked guys or not, so she had me duct tape my man boobs together and wear a low-cut shirt while we did it.
I'll do it, but I don't know.
Take your man boobs together.
You know, I would be dead after that. Like, if I, like, I'm so hairy.
That would hurt.
Oh my God, the duct tape after.
Ted.
Not sure how I feel about this.
Ted from Chesterfield. Good morning. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hey. I got a mystery for you. See my wife now.
It's hard to hear you, Ted. Ted, pull the phone away from your face a little bit. It's hard to make you out.
The mystery with my wife is I've always wanted to put it in number two, but the only way she'll let me is if I wear a strap on in order for it to be DP. So
put it on,
why I can't do it without the strap on doesn't make sense to me.
She won't know if that strap on falls off. She'll never know. Oopsie diddle.
I think she will know. I think she will know.
But that is weird. Like, she'll allow something there, just not what you have to offer.
You know what? It's like a tit for tat type of thing where it's like, okay, you're going to put me in a compromising situation. So I'm going to put you in a compromising situation because I would never want to admit to anyone ever that I put a strap on.
No.
Even as a joke.
Right. It's not funny.
Like, I would never want to say, I put one on so I could DP somebody. Myself. Like, I...
That's crazy.
If that ever happened in my life, I'd never say it.
This person said, he's a guy. He said, I had a guy try to hit on me in response to a Craigslist ad I posted. His big sell was asking me to finale on his fake boobs. Pass, he says.
Wow.
But no one else has really experienced this.
It's nuts.
I have no idea how that was the number two response.
I don't know.
I don't either. It sounds like something Family Feud pulled out of their ass. If we haven't heard about it.
And no one's calling in to say, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wear the fake tits.
No. Can't be true.
Cannot.
You can't even trust Family Feud anymore.
Yeah, I know.
It's a sad time. Here's another unsolved sex mystery.
Oh. A mystery. Sex.
This guy, anonymous, I almost read his name, thank goodness.
Yeah.
So my girlfriend and I having a hard time trying to find a couple that likes to watch other couples have sex in the same room and also likes to be watched. I was wondering if any of your listeners are into this sort of thing. I tried to look on Tinder and Craigslist, regrettably, and found nothing but overweight girls looking for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we are not interested in swapping. We are looking for group sex in the same room, but not involved with the other couple. Like, basically, he said, watching a live porn show while doing it.
This is, once again, something that I don't really feel like you hear much about, because anyone who's going to get together as couples
are going to do something together.
It's usually swap time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you swip and swap.
I've never heard of that.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I understand people go to live sex shows, like in New Orleans and stuff. They have things like that. Like, we've talked about that. Even that's bizarre to me. But, okay, it's like a live porn, I guess.
Yeah.
But to be banging while that couple is banging and you're both just watching each other, that is a weird night.
Do you think that this might be something like when you're trying to get in the world of swinging?
Like a first step,
like could baby be. Steps into the swinging game.
Yeah, it could be.
I think that's what it is.
And so, like, this won't last long for this couple. They'll do it one time and watch, and then they'll be like, well, we got to get in on the swap.
It'll be too tempting to see them. They'll actually want to be a part of it,
something like that.
Not what they make it out to sound like here. And they say they've been looking for it for a while, and this is exactly what they want, but who knows? It could eventually lead to that sort of thing. But again, just watching other couples have sex is not the group sex scenario we've ever heard of on this show.
No,
it's definitely an unsolved mystery.
Yeah.
And I think they're having trouble finding someone or a couple because there's hardly anyone into it. Yeah. They want more than just to watch. They want to be a part of it.
Yeah, like if you're a swinger couple, why would you waste your time going to be with a couple that you know you're not going to be able to do anything.
Half-ass swinger.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying, Lise?
Yeah, I know.
Like, you want to
swing, you really want to swing.
Full on.
Half-ass swingers.
Lazy.
Lazy. Just
swingers.
Just not even doing it right. Not even full of swing.
Half-ass. Really, when you think about it, just half-assed. Joe from Boston, how you doing?
Not too bad, yourself?
We're doing okay. You had a comment.
So, everybody that wants to watch other couples have sex while you're having sex in the same room, in Massachusetts, there's a website for swinging couples, but you don't have to be a swinger. There's a bunch of clubs in Boston, Rhode Island, that you can go to and have sex in the same room while other couples have sex. You can watch them, they can watch you. But there's no swapping whatsoever.
Is there a term for that? I mean, it's not half-ass swinger, but is there a term?
It's like voyeurism to a certain extent.
Yeah, because it is couple. It is couples voyeurism. That's really what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not something. Maybe they're looking in the wrong places by like trying to find swingers. That's not really what you're looking for.
Exactly, they put in there like swingers, which is comes off a swingers website where it's mainly done.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in. I figured it would be part of the swinging world, but I didn't realize that it was just. I think there's people watching in these clubs, but not banging at the same time and watching.
Yeah, see, but I think in the clubs he's talking about, everybody's banging.
Right.
Because that's like a private thing, you know, where they rent out a whole club. Because we've talked about some places where you can rent the whole club out, and then once a week they do all that kind of stuff in there.
Someone texted saying, my husband and I go to a swingers club, but we don't swap. We just watch. We've been doing it for years. But this couple that emailed, they want to have sex and watch at the same time. They want both couples to be getting it on and watching each other.
Yeah. They don't want to like be sitting in a chair while someone else is doing it. They want to be doing it in the chair.
I cannot imagine just sitting in like a recliner watching a couple bang in front of me.
It'd be crazy. It'd be crazy to try to do it simultaneously with other people doing it too, because you'd be like, I'd just make jokes, be like, on your mark, get set.
I bet I win.
You'd be comparing yourself.
Oh, 50 yeah, bucks, I win.
I'm trying to cover her eyes. Yeah, so she doesn't look at that thing.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Jesus Christ.
Avert your eyes.
Let's go to voice changing technology as our next caller joins us anonymously. We're talking about unsolved sex mysteries, things we really haven't heard of. Like this couple that emailed us, they're looking for group sex, but no touching. They just want to watch that couple bang while they bang. You had a comment, Anonymous. Hi, Anonymous.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My husband and I have been in the swinging lifestyle for over 20 years, and there are many of places in Michigan that you can go and not partake and just watch. So, and anyone who really knows what they're looking for will find it.
Is that though, like it, you have to, you can just watch like one other couple, or is it like a whole room of couples?
You basically go to like a, it's like a meet and greet dance type thing, and you meet people and you talk to them and find out what they want.
So
I know several people who don't do anything but watch.
Okay, but are they, this is, the difference here is this couple wants to have sex while watching another couple have sex. So both couples are getting it on while watching each other.
Yep. Yep, there's lots of people who do that.
And there's no mingling of the bits.
That's what they claim.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you set the groundwork, if you set the groundwork, then you think that it would be allowed. I think that this couple is probably, it seems to me like they don't want to go to like a club, and maybe they don't want to be seen at a club. They don't want someone to see them that maybe might know them or whatever it is. So they're trying to do it like online, which to me makes the most sense at first. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think it'd be the craziest day on earth if you said, you know what, I'm going to go to a swingers party, and then you saw someone you knew.
Oh, God, yeah. Someone on Andy's note. On your mark, get set, blow!
Done.
Do you have an unsolved sex mystery that came up in your life? Something you heard about? Something you were a part of that you had never experienced before? Has your lady asked you to wear anything in the bedroom that kind of was odd to you? Like this, apparently, women asking men to wear fake boobs? Anything you want to join us in this unsolved sex mystery segment, you can. 1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free number. 1-855-954-6969. This person said, I have had sex with a guy while another couple had sex in the same room. It's different, like forbidden fruit or temptation, but also taboo. For me, it's a turn-on until you swap partners. Then it's a turn-off. Totally different from swinging.
Mm.
This woman said the only thing we had was his best friend watched us one time. No touching, not himself and not us. He just watched us.
What a weird thing to be invited into.
It's like probably hard to focus while I'm eating chips.
Watching. Could hear the crunching in the background.
Andy.
Crunch, 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 crunch. Yep. Keep going, man.
The chips, you know, the chips. You know those, the chips and dip.
I'm almost done. I got some crumbs here.
Oh, okay. Wow.
You drop them and you're like,
oh, sorry.
You start yelling.
I distracted you.
No, but even when you get mad when you drop your food, you start.
God damn it! My stupid chip. Oh, God, man. Go, keep going, guys. Keep going.
Oh, boy, this is distracting, isn't it?
Keep going.
I'm sorry. Andy was the only one I could talk into this.
Quick recommendation. Flip it to the dog.
Thanks, Andy. Quiet in the peanut gallery.
I'm trying. I'm just eating chips.
You hear him all of a sudden like an air popcorn machine. It fires up. And it makes all
or even worse than this.
Andy.
That's not what you think.
Andy, okay. It is. Oh, boy.
Just keep going.
Once
power again, through.
Once again, my darling, I apologize. But Andy did say he would do this, and he is here.
Yeah.
Someone said it's called monogamous group sex. This having sex while watching another couple have sex, but not swinging. Monogamous group sex. Voice changing.
Yep.
Anonymous. Hello.
Howdy. So, me and my best friend were sitting down talking one day, and his girlfriend walks in, and she's like, did you ask him? I said, what is she supposed to ask me? She said, well, we're supposed to, he and I are supposed to ask if we can have sex in the same room but not swap partners. I looked at him and I said, no, because that would be extremely awkward. I don't want to know what your bits look like.
So he wanted to watch you have sex while he had sex with his girl?
Correct.
God, how do you even approach someone about that? That would be so odd and for someone to ask, hey, you mind if we have sex while you guys
have
sex?
I'll be honest, I don't think it was the guy's idea. Like, yeah. When a chick kicks the door in, it was like, have you asked him yet?
Yeah, that's
like,
her.
That's her idea.
Yeah,
she wanted your buddy.
Yep.
At least thought he was hot.
Yeah, I wanted to gander at something.
You know?
Something.
Me and my buddies were like that. Watched each other. One time my buddy was farting the whole time. I couldn't stop laughing. Still got laid, but laughing the whole time. Oh, so that farting thing was reality. God. That actually did happen.
Jeez.
I don't want a spectator who's farting.
Yeah, you want him to be polite, at least.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Sorry.
It's a medical condition. Keep going. Sue's joining us on a regular line from Boston. All Hi, Sue.
Hi, how are you?
Good. We're trying to figure out some unsolved sex mysteries here. One being the email we got, a couple locally looking for group sex, but they just want to watch while they do their thing. And you've been a part of this?
I have, yes.
Is there a specific term for it? I mean, generally we believe that couples would get involved and do more than just watch, but...
I don't know about getting involved or what they call it, but I know that I have been... I have watched other couples, and it is very, it's a turn on.
Now, actually. Were you having sex at the time?
No, but after that, I was, and somebody was watching me, and that was kind of a turn on.
So, yeah, I wonder, that's how I would normally, I guess, think
and
it
I
would
don't
go.
Know, you don't know these people. They're just random people, and it's kind of erotic. I wouldn't have thought it, but it is.
Okay. So, yeah, so kind of half of what we're looking for. And that's the part what we thought is normal. We've heard of that, people watching other couples have sex. It's just you have sex while the other couple's having sex and you're in the same room. Mm-hmm. We do think on voice changing technology, we do have a guy that took part in something like this. Is that right?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You were a part of this?
Yeah. So I went to a friend's wedding and I happened to share the room with another friend of mine and his girlfriend, and my girlfriend came along. And it was a long weekend getaway, and the girls both wanted to have sex at one point, but we couldn't really do it because we were sharing the room. So the girls on their own came up with, well, why don't we just do it right next to each other? Just no harm, no foul. And, you know, there was the occasional glancing, but no swapping.
So, you guys were like, We need to bang. Mm. It's been quite a weekend. And then the girls were like, oh, who cares? Just do it.
Yeah. Well, the girls wanted to bang. And they brought it up and were like, well, yeah, that's fine with me. I don't mind. If you don't mind. And
wow.
It all got down.
But did the girls bang each other at all?
No. It was just respectively.
Yeah.
So you were with your girl. He was with his girl. Yeah. And that was just a one-time thing.
Yeah, who knows? You know, we're pretty close to the couple. It could happen again if we're in the situation. But
yeah,
was it weird at first, or were you totally cool with it?
Be too weird for me.
I was skeptical. It was a little. It was exciting. So yeah, we ended up being okay with it. We're all close friends. So it just ended up working out really well.
Mm. All right, man. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Have a good day.
It's so weird to just be banging like next to one of my buddies.
Isn't that crazy to think about? Like, I would be super a boner crazy. Killer to me.
Yeah.
Like, I hear a noise in the house while I'm banging. I'm like a deer. I'm like.
There was something.
Yeah.
On a regular line, Paige is with us from Boston. Hi, Paige. How are you?
Hey. How you guys doing?
We're good. We're talking about unsolved sex mysteries, some stuff that we surprisingly haven't heard of.
I kind of promise you guys that you haven't heard of this. So there's some women that have inverted nipples.
Yeah.
And there's a group where you stick something that you really like to eat inside of the inversion, inside of the inverted nipple, and you kind of play with it while you guys are doing your thing, and then it's eaten upon finale.
You got to time that just right, huh?
So I put like a blueberry in there?
A little bit of lobster bisque or something?
What am I putting in there? I mean, it's not huge.
Maybe some like chocolate chips or something.
Yeah, like a chocolate chip I could see.
Huh. That is definitely something I've never heard of. An inverted nipple snack.
I guess it just
because not a lot of women have inverted nipples, right?
So. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Paige.
I think I've seen maybe one porn where there was a woman with an inverted nipple, and it was like a Middle Eastern porn.
Yeah,
sure.
Leave it to a girl to find the weirdest porn.
They go on the dark web.
Yeah, they do. They just sometimes
that girl's subconscious mind.
They're like, I'm taking the crazy road.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't know if I'm into inverted nipple snacks.
No. We got a couple of blueberries, a couple of chocolate chips.
I just, how much can you fit in one inverted nipple? We kind of need to know that. Like, what do you pack them?
So you've never seen a porn like this? That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I've never seen a porn where someone stuffed food in a nipple for later and then ate it.
Even the biggest inverted nipple could probably only fit two Skittles, maybe some Nerds.
Yeah, like I want to know how much space, like how much are we talking about here? It's like a purse?
No,
I did see the one video where the guy was.
Yeah, you saw.
Oh, yeah. Banging an inverted nipple.
That was an Audi nipple.
That was an Audi nipple that was so weird and stretchy. It was a stretchy nip.
Yeah.
This one night while sitting in our neighbor couple's hot tub, they suggested that the same thing.
Oh, that's funny. They had a hot tub.
Yeah. They bang, we bang, but no swapping. My boyfriend and I were not into it, so we called it a night. Before that, we were all really good friends, but after it was just awkward, so we just had to quit hanging out with them.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what happens in every neighborhood when that stuff goes down.
Just a fun night in a hot tub with friends. What now?
I also think that things, when a couple's a swinger, they're a swinger couple, they will do something like that and suggest something like that. Like, why don't we do our thing and you do your thing? And then halfway through, the girl that's a swinger, touches the other girl or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think it's a ploy to try and make something happen later. You know?
Right, it's a stepping stone.
Like, I've at least heard this type of story twice.
Yeah.
And so
there's something to that hot tub thing, though.
I would never invite another couple into our hot tub. Never. Just for them to even get the idea of that is what they, was going on.
Yeah.
You can't. The people that do, that's what they're doing.
And one other couple... Like,
no.
Lisa that's what and her husband doing. Are over for dinner, and we're like, why don't we just have a little hot tub?
Like, who does that? Yeah. Come on!
Who does that? That is an invitation to sex.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. No, only.
No, you would never accept an invitation like that.
No.
Oh,
you know
my
what?
God.
I'm good.
That's okay.
You guys bored? Want to get half naked and sit in a little thing of water
if
together?
If there was eight couples and it was like a pool party and then a bunch of people jumped in the hot tub, that's a different thing. But one other couple with you that you invite just to join you for a hot tub party?
No, that's nuts.
Yeah.
And the porn music starts in the background.
Exactly. Absolutely it does.
Where's that coming from? Are you even playing that?
Dave has it piped in. It's got those backyard speakers.
Yeah, it's...
Ooh. You
guys don't mind, mind if we dip our little twinkle toes in this little hot tub here?
Ah, kinda. I just think we'd eat some snacks, maybe hang out.
Don't worry, Fifi will be here soon with the snacks. Oh, here she comes now. Oh, whoa. Fifi forgot to put her suit on.
She doesn't have anything on. Where is that music coming from? What is that?
Take a load off.
I don't see any speakers. Do you have a boombox somewhere?
One of my friends is playing the saxophone in the forest.
Oh, man. I looked for the speakers for less than a second, and you've got no pants on now. This is...
That's right. I'm going to dinkle-dong my way into this.
Don't dinkle-dong. Oh, dinkle-dong is graphic.
My.
That is graphic.
That is a shock when you first get in.
Oh, you had to bend over and get that leaf out of it,
oh,
huh?
Oh, goodness.
Fifi definitely has those, like, fur heels on.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Totally. Yeah.
And she takes her robe off. She's got big jugs.
Yeah. Oh, huge jugs.
Jesus, these jugs are massive.
huge jugs.
Fifi.
Yeah.
Come on, Fifi.
Fifi.
Oh, by the way, we just got a text. Our first email, if you're just joining us, was from a guy who said,
it's true.
Shocked to find that some women ask their guys to put on fake boobs during sex. And this person texted, my ex makes her boyfriend wear fake boobs while she pegs him.
Oh, my God. So, like, the ultimate in...
Like, really, like, domination.
That's like
or,
stepping it up a notch, right?
So, maybe
already,
that's it, right? It's a, when the woman wants to take charge, she makes you literally her bitch.
You know,
put your tits on and bend over.
Okay.
That voice.
Put your tits on and bend over. Oh, sweet Jesus. What did you just ask?
Oh. It's already bad enough that somehow you've decided. Oh, well. One of those crazy nights, Fifi has decided to pegeth me.
You got your tits on yet?
Not yet, Fifi. I need help with the strap. In the bag.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Oh, that's tight.
Yeah, that's how I like them.
Okay, so
get ready.
Yep, I'm prepared. I hope.
I'm not gonna go to the beat of the music.
I know that's gonna be rough. It always is with Fifi.
Fifi doesn't make love.
No, she does not. She comes now. I can hear
those
her.
Those are high heels.
Her heels. Click, clack. Oh, boy. Oh, no. She's turned it up a notch.
I like this music Fifi. Better. Yeah?
Easy, Fifi.
Oh, Fifi, don't do easy.
You're really gripping me. Yeah.
Oh,
one
of your tits
breasts.
Came unstrapped there. Let's fix that.
Shoot.
Snapped your strap.
One more call here as we talk about unsolved sex
Come
mysteries. Kenny from Boston. Hi, Kenny.
Hey, Kenny.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
We're good, man. What's your comment?
So, it's not really a mystery, but just a short story I want to share with you. So when I was a little younger, I was working at a restaurant, and this swingers couple thought I was pretty attractive, so they gave me a business card to go check out this place. And I wasn't dating anybody at the time, but I asked a bunch of chicks if they would go with me to go check it out. Nobody wanted to go, so I asked a good friend of mine named John to kind of be my wingman to go check it out, you know?
Yeah.
And so when we get there, it was they were very like welcoming and all this stuff, and like for some reason we were only being approached by dudes. And then after about 30 minutes, we realized they all thought we were like this gay couple walking in. So we just jetted out there as soon as possible. It was awful.
Oh, yeah. You can't go with another dude to a swingers couple?
No.
A swingers place?
You know
hey,
what?
Chuck, you got plans this weekend?
Yeah, you know, it's. I found out about this swinger place, but you have to bring someone. Me and Andy are going.
Oh, that's weird.
I'm so excited about this. There's going to be so many women.
You guys, I don't think that's a good idea.
Oh. Oh, sure it is. It says clearly, bring someone else with you.
Not a dude, though.
I don't know. Nowhere on here does it say that.
Chuck, I don't like this.
No, you don't.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne have been together 35 years, and Rolling Stone just asked Ozzy for his secret. And he said, quote,
having sex with other women.
Cheating with a hairdresser.
Yeah. Basically, that's what he said.
He did?
Don't get caught with your mistress. That's what he said. Now, he's joking because she did catch him with several mistresses and she almost packed his bags for him. On a more serious note, he said, quote, I suppose it's fair to say we love each other. I love her. She loves me. She was brought up in a music industry and she's not like a school teacher who married a rock star. He says, there's no other woman I would really want to spend the rest of my life with. You make a mistake, you learn from it. She's made a few mistakes, so have I. He said, I'm not proud of all that crap. I upset my wife and I upset my family and I made a lot of shock and shame. But I love my wife and it made me realize what an effing idiot I've been.
I really just think that they've always had it in place where he was allowed to do whatever. Just don't get caught. Yeah. Like you can do whatever.
You
just
think
don't
she's
get
ever
caught.
Done anything?
That's. I think he implied that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he said like, she's made a few mistakes.
You're
so
with Ozzy. I mean,
right?
Yeah, and Ozzy doesn't care.
Yeah.
You know.
I want to know if anyone listening has that deal in your marriage. Do you have the you can do whatever you want in your marriage, and does it work for you as long as you don't get caught? 1-855-954-6969. I'm not sure how many people will be willing to spill the beans about it, but you have that set up in your marriage. Do whatever you like outside of the marriage, just don't get caught.
The only thing about that is I feel like the only way to get to that point is to like really not care mm-hmm. what that person does and not care that you are doing whatever. But then how do you not fall for someone else?
Right.
When you're doing everything else with like a person, how do you not fall for them? And then just go back to the thing
everyone's different, right?
Yeah, yeah.
People are made up differently. That I don't think we can wrap our heads around how you can be intimate with someone and not have feelings for them, and then go back to your partner that you love, and it's just.
And the other thing is, have that other person that you're doing something with be cool with that setup.
Yeah, that's right.
An insane setup to like for a woman or a guy to say, "I'll be your."
Side piece.
Side action.
Yeah.
I can't wrap my head around that.
No.
It's not for me. But people do it.
We know it's out there. We've had people call in about it before that they have that kind of setup. But if you do you have the you can fool around on the side setup in your marriage, but you come home to your wife or husband every night? 1-855-954-6969. Because we'd love to know how it came to be.
You can get voice changing too.
Yeah, you can have voice changing technology. Who set it up? Was it your idea? Was it their idea? And how many other people? Like, is it just one person you regularly hook up with? Or is it just a continual?
I guess it would probably depend how the whole thing started. Like, if you were swingers to start with and you met as swingers and you've always been swingers and that's just the way it is, then that's one thing. The other way it goes is stuff is really bad. You have a conversation, and one of the solutions that someone throws out there is, well, what about we just bang whoever we want to bang and always come back home together?
What I don't get about this, though, is the you don't know about it. Don't let me find out about it, but you already know about it if you have an arrangement.
No, I think what it is like, don't get caught.
Don't let other people find
out
about it.
Don't get caught by other people.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Because I think that's what...
I guess they don't want to be embarrassed by knowing
I see.
You know, you're sleeping around with someone else.
Yeah, and that it's like allowed. Because if you have an agreement, that's fine. But like most people would poo-poo that agreement. Like most of your friends, they'd be like, what? You're allowed to...
I would just never have this agreement. I just don't understand why be married.
Some people, I guess, want the best of both worlds, right? They want the marriage, but they also want to continue to fool around. That wouldn't work in most relationships, but I guess in some, they can figure it out. This guy said, we had that arrangement in my marriage. She just forgot to tell me.
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
The other person doesn't know.
This one, my best friend's wife asked for an open marriage. We are now married. So she asked for an open marriage with the guy she was with, his best friend, and I guess fooled around with him, and now they're married.
Yeeks.
All right, so let's fire up the voice changing technology here. As Anonymous joins us, we're talking about those couples that have agreed that they're going to have an open marriage, and everything will work as long as they don't get caught. You have that going on right now? Penis.
Yes, I do. Balls, Lisa.
Balls.
So, how did it work out? How did it get started? Who does what?
It started just the other couple weeks ago, actually.
Oh, wow.
She's in the service, and she is pretty horny all the time. I am, too, but I got a loyalty. It's my switch in my brain that I can't turn off. She's going to have sex whether I wanted her to or not, so just decided it was the best way to go.
So, like, you knew she was going to bang someone else, so you might as well be a partner in it type of deal?
Yeah, I might as well be all right with it, because if I'm not all right with it, it's just like, well, it sucks. But I told her, well, the next time you're going to, just let me know you're going to, and maybe I'm one of those, I got that thing in my head where I'm going to really enjoy the hell out of you banging some other guy, which wasn't the case. I actually didn't like it at all. But he just went back to you just go do your thing, and I really like you, and we're going to... actually going to ask her to marry me not too long from now. So.
Wow. So you're going to be cool with this for the rest of your life, knowing she's getting some side dick?
Well, yeah. When we end up living together, it's going to be a whole lot different. But
well, you think, dude, different. Why would it be different? If this is who she is, why? What makes you think she's going to change?
Well, because I'm horny all the time, too. So if we're living together, we're just going to be honest.
As long as he is delivering the D, then he feels like it's going to be fine.
Yeah,
my advice, advice to everyone, everywhere, and in any situation is don't get married.
Yeah.
So,
good luck, man. Thanks for calling.
Just don't get married.
Don't do that.
Go ahead and do, you don't have to get married. Go ahead, live together, do all that stuff. Just don't get married.
Still with voice changing. Anonymous from Boston. Ozzy's key to a long marriage is don't get caught with your mistress. We feel like they've got this deal set up for years now. Do you have a deal in your marriage?
Actually, I have a boyfriend right now, and I'm bisexual, so he lets me fool around with other girls.
Is he a part of it or no?
No.
Do you have to give him details? Do you give him a heads up? How does it work?
Actually, I'm extremely open with it. I've been talking to a couple girls, and he knows everything about it.
So those nights when you're going downtown on the lady bit, he knows you're heading out to do that, or what's the deal?
Yes, he knows. He knows. I'll tell him before that happens. So we're just extremely open with each other. So
what about him? What if he wanted to get with a girl?
I don't know.
Really? So you have that double standard. You can get with all the vagina you want, but he can?
He can get some men if he wants it.
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
But he's not into dudes. He's not into dudes.
Right.
No.
Yeah, so he's not going to do that.
Sure makes it easy.
That I'm aware of.
Okay. Yeah. So, I don't know. It just doesn't seem fair to me. But I guess if it works for him, then you're all good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm open with it. So, if he's okay with it, I'm good.
Yeah.
You think you'll end up with him?
Yes, we've already talked about it.
And do you think that you'll continue to do vaginas on the side?
Well, I don't do it very often. Like, it doesn't happen all the time, so...
So, like, what fuels, like, the I need a round with a girl tonight?
Repeat that, please? I didn't hear you.
Like, what fuels the decision, like, this Saturday night I have to be with a chick?
I just... It's not, like, more of a random thing. I talk more than I actually just go out and try to find a girl, you know?
Right.
Like, I don't just go to a random bar and be like, oh, I want you.
So it's like friends, or like, I guess what you would say is like even maybe a girlfriend.
Kind of, but not anything like, I know you guys were talking about before how you're worried about getting feelings, and I have not run into that.
All right. Have you ever run into the other person gets feelings?
No, I have not.
That you know of, I guess. They haven't told you. Well, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye.
Man, that would just never fly with me. I don't know why I'm not built that way.
My brain isn't set up for that. It goes to bad places.
Yeah. Listen to this text. My husband goes on business trips 3 to 4 times a year for work in the adult toy and novelty business. He sees a lot of wild things, and we have an agreement. He can touch boobs and do other crazy things. As long as he gives me the great stories when he gets home. There is no P in the V, though, or anything else like that allowed. Come on. You think he's just going to fondle some boobs?
If he's allowed to get a beach, you know? I mean, some guys would just take a beach and be fine with that. A beach free pass is...
That's crazy.
You know what I mean?
Come on.
That's crazy.
What makes you think he's going to stop?
Oh.
Well, because if you're with someone who gives you a beach-free pass, you might not want to screw it up. I don't know.
It's a sex toy convention.
Yeah.
I know, but I mean, those bits, though, and even the mouths, I'm sure, are just creeping and crawling with all sorts of...
Anonymous from Boston on a regular line
here. Take a blacklight to him.
Hey, good morning. You're on with David Chuck the Freak. We're talking about the couples that have an agreement that they can do stuff outside the marriage. Do you have that?
Of course I do. So it actually wasn't me, but I went on a few dates with this guy, and we hooked up a few times, and I felt something off about him. And a few months later, I was at the bar with my friends, and he came up to me with his wife and introduced me to his wife and was like, oh, yeah, this is who I was hooking up with, sweetie. And she was, like, totally fine with it. And I was, like, I had no idea. I had no idea. I was so, like, mind-blown.
I wouldn't want to be involved in that side of it either.
No. No.
What?
Oh, my God. It was horrible. And my friends and I were, like, looking at each other, like, is this happening? And she was like, no, we should hang out sometime. I'm like, no.
I never want to see you again.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
How did your friends, like, what did your friends say to you? Like, what do your friends say to you while this is happening to you?
They were... Honestly, like, they were just, like, looking at me. They were just as confused as I was, because I thought he was single. Like, he made it out to be that he was single, and I started to get feelings for him, but I didn't act on them, because I just felt like something was off. Like, he couldn't hang out certain times, or, like, it was just weird. And then he introduced me to his wife, and she was like, oh, hey. I was just like,
that's bizarre.
We all looked at each other, and I was just like, I didn't even know what to say to you guys. I'm sorry.
I couldn't imagine, like, being like one of the friends that were there and then saw that unfold and being like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What just happened?
Yeah, that's how I'd react.
It would just suck to invest time, too, with, like, you kind of like him and you're talking and then... You find out that.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So we're talking about Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne, how we believe they've had an open relationship through the years. That's how it's lasted so long. Brian, do you have an open relationship? Hey, Brian.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. So do you have an open relationship?
Yes, we do. And it's based on, we've been together for almost 10 years. And our love, it's based on unconditional love of what we have for each other. And, you know, also what helps is that we're both massage therapists, licensed, by the way. And but over the years, it's human nature to want interaction, touching, or even talking from other people. And on occasions, there is intimacy between ourselves and our clients.
Oh, so you did a lady bits when you're massaging?
Yeah, I'm bisexual, so which even adds to this whole fantastic conversation that we're having this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll jerk them.
What's that?
So you'll find a donger every once in a while that
you want to end off happy ending.
Yeah. Mean, I have my own personal needs, you know, as a person. So yeah. Those emotions, you can't just deny it and refuse that you know I will save myself or no, it's okay to, if you're having that moment, to go ahead and get off. There are what we call sanctity rules. You never spend the night. If you spend the night, there's a problem in the relationship, or you never go back to the same person twice.
Oh, so you'll only jerk a guy off once, and
once
again.
You do that, that's it.
If that's what the moment is calling for, yes. But if you go back multiple times, four or five times, back
that's
to
when
the
you
same
that's
person,
when you like somebody, yeah,
yeah.
There's a problem. Because all this, a relationship should be on unconditional love.
So let me ask you, how many guys do you think she's jerking off, or is she doing it with ladies?
You know what? I don't ask. She tells me. And it's not very many, because a relationship is based on complete and honesty. If you don't have
so is it men
honesty,
or women she's finishing?
She has a 98%. Male clientele.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so she's doing a lot of rub and tugs, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, you know, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
Hey, if it works for you guys, that's cool.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you guys got something figured out, you know?
Yeah, as long as you're happy.
Yeah. Well, it took 10 years to do that, and the honesty was the actual easy part. When I first met her 10 years ago, I told her exactly... You know what I was did and what I did, and from there it's been great. If you're dishonest from the get go, right off the rip, nothing's going to work. And a lot of these people are fooling themselves, like that one guy that's move in, it's going to change. No, it's not.
Yeah, no. I know. I feel bad for that guy.
That guy's fooling himself. Yeah, he's just going to shoot himself in the foot. And then, you know, but you got to be honest. That's the thing. You got to be honest, and you got to trust. You got to trust your mate. You got to, and it's really hard because so many people nowadays, they lie, they deceive on a variable level. That it took me what 35 years to find someone of this caliber, and a lot of people are raised differently, so everyone's ethics and morals and expectations are different in a relationship.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Thanks for sharing.
Ciao. Thanks, man.
Take care.
See you.
That is a different relationship. They're both massage therapists. They both do a little extra for their clients.
Yeah.
But the weird thing is, it's one and done. People generally find a massage therapist and then you go to the same person over and over again.
Yeah, I think... Well,
nothing gets you to be a repeat customer, too, like some of that.
My gut tells me that the rub and tug part of it isn't what he's talking about, the one and done.
Yeah.
I think, like, if it's a rub and tug, there's no real emotion involved there. If they do more than that...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
If they do more than that, then that counts as one.
Someone said, could you ask him when his wife has an opening? Because my back hurts. So let's go back to the lines here. Do you have an open relationship? How does it work out? Sam from Clinton Township.
Hi. Lifeless Eyes.
Lifeless Eyes.
But no, it's not me. It's my cousin. Well, her and her ex-husband now. They had an open relationship, but they had a set of rules. Like, they had to ask permission first. They had to wear condoms. Everything had to be on the up and up. And her husband broke the rules, slept with someone that she wasn't okay with in the first place, and didn't wear a condom. So that she put a huge strain on the relationship. And so it kind of fell apart from there.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, if you've got a set of rules, you have to follow the rules, right?
Exactly.
That's what it's all about.
This person said, my wife won't do certain sexual things and has told me to go find someone that will, as long as I don't get caught and she doesn't find out.
So that's so backdoor
find
stuff.
Your Betty Backdoor and Betty BJ on the side.
That's crazy. So, but you're still playing with fire because if you get caught, like if she just catches wind of it.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, like Lisa said. So you say, yeah, go ahead and do it, but I should never find out about it.
Right.
But you know he's doing it.
Doesn't make sense.
It encourages lying and stuff. And
yeah.
It's weird.
This one, only one rule. Nothing happens at our house. Other than that, it's all gravy. You don't need to be faithful to be loyal, and it does work great for us. Another guy said, I can bang who I want. I just have to send her videos of it.
What a requirement.
That's just...
People are different, man.
Yeah, that's it.
Everybody's got their own thing.
Yep. Anonymous, you're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. Do you have an open marriage, and how does it work out?
Yeah, I do. How you doing?
Good, man.
Penis balls.
Penis.
Yeah, we've had an open relationship now for about 3 years. And she meets guys off Tinder. I meet girls out of the bars. Sometimes we meet couples. We just... It's all good fun.
But you're both fully aware, like she's like, hey, tonight I'm going down to Lady Town.
We have date night, and she goes out with some guy. I go out, come home with a chick. We have our fun, and one of our main rules is come home.
Just come home at the end of the night.
Come home at the end of the night. We tell each other about it, and we have great sex afterwards.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's there.
That is different.
That's
now, what about when you have couples? Do you bring them both home at the same time, or do you go?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we go to parties, and we've had couples over to our house or get a hotel room, go to their house.
Do the people ever not realize what they're in for? Like, the guy, she brings a guy over, and then you're there?
No, we're very open about it ahead of time.
Okay.
If we're bringing somebody home, they know what's going on. They know it's going to be. Most guys are pretty intimidated by the fact that I would be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you'd think you might get killed.
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just...
I've only kicked one guy out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, dude. Thanks for calling in. Everyone wants
you get that out of here. She's not having that.
Everyone wants the massage place info from earlier.
Come on.
Those poor actual massage therapists, I feel bad.
Yeah, every time someone calls in and says, yeah, we jerk people off.
Couple. We're both massage therapists. We both are just jerking until our wrists are.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of it. There's a lot of it that goes on.
Voice changing technology, Anonymous. Do you have an open relationship and does it work out?
I did. So it didn't work out.
Okay.
You know, she would let me go and bring another girl home for the both of us or just for me. And, we're together about 6 years, and every girl that I would bring home would end up falling for me and catching feelings. And so, like you said earlier, you know, there's eventually that intimacy, but unfortunately it was easily seen.
Now, so what happened to end it? Did you eventually, like, you got feelings back for one of these other girls or no?
Sort of, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a conglomeration of everything else involved, but yeah.
Yeah, I think
I wish I still had an open relationship. It was a blast while I had it.
Yeah. Well, sure.
Yeah. You know. But that's it. Sometimes it doesn't work out, obviously.
Right.
Sometimes you think it's all great until you get down to it and realize I can't handle it.
The experiment can fail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you just meet somebody that, like, blows your mind a little bit. You mean they blow your mind?
This person said, my mom got drunk recently and told me that her current boyfriend is actually married and that she met his wife. I didn't really know how to react. Most awkward conversation I've ever had with my mom. Wow. So the dude that we heard about earlier, the sex toy guy, he's actually on the line with us now. Don, good morning. How
is this,
are you?
Voice changing?
No, regular line.
Good. Happy penis.
Yes, happy penis to you.
So your wife texted in, you go on these trips a couple times a year in the adult toy and novelty business, and you can touch boobs, she said, and do crazy things, but no pee in the V or anything like that. Is that right?
That's correct.
So you're telling us that you just stop at some boob fondling?
No.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen some crazy stuff. Don't get me wrong. All right, I've been in the room with the crazy stuff going on, but I respect the sanctity of my marriage. And my wife is hot.
So you don't, so like no beegers are allowed either. You don't have a beeger free pass. Okay.
Well, okay, so what? So you just fondle nipples. That's all you do.
Are you fondling them with your wiener?
Boobs, slap some butts, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, so what you're basically, you see a lot of like chick on chick type stuff.
Oh, yeah. I've seen chick on chick, you know, people getting it on, so on and so forth, hot tub action, that kind of stuff.
No one ever touches your junk.
Nope.
Well, I mean, there might have been an accidental pass-by, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, pass-bys.
So, intentional contact.
Yeah.
Mm. And there's no finishing involved.
No finish.
All right, I'm not letting my wife go to the sex toy convention. I'm just saying. Listen, you can
fondle
a couple of dogs, but that's it.
Huh?
She's obviously a very trusting woman.
Oh, she's a great woman. She's very understanding, And, you know, it's fun. The craziest show always is the AVN show. I have to admit, that's where you see most of the freaky stuff.
Oh, the Adult Video Awards that you're talking about?
Yep, out in Vegas in January. Yeah, that usually has some interesting stories involved in it.
Thanks for calling in.
That's
have a good day.
Like porn stars. It's just
everywhere.
Like just porn stars. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, so
this guy said, my wife is a massage therapist. I'm cool with it. But every time it comes up on your show, I start to wonder.
Well, I know, too, man. I mean, I would, too. I don't, you know, I don't blame him for being like, Jesus.
Yeah.
You know,
I do always feel sorry for the legitimate massage therapists out there when those things come up. It does sully their business and their name when, you know, everyone just assumes they're pleasuring people at their establishments.
Oh, you're a massage therapist.
They just make so much more money doing it.
Mm. Anonymous, talking about having an open relationship and how that works, you had a comment.
Yeah, my cousin, I don't even think he has an agreement with his girlfriend. I think she basically just cheats on him all the time. Like, tons of times he's caught her doing it, and he just puts up with it.
Well, that's not an open relationship.
But it's also just a guy who's like fine with just getting walked all over, right? I mean, that's what that is. Zero self-esteem, zero self-worth.
He doesn't think he can do better.
Yep.
This guy says, I'm allowed to bang other girls.
And you can.
I just can't kiss them.
That's an acceptable rule, right? Oh, okay, yes.
No kissing, you say.
Another one, my ex-wife and I had a deal after I got out of the Army while she was deployed. It was working until she couldn't follow the rules we had set up for each other, but it was a mutual decision. Another one said, one time I was in an argument with my wife and I suggested that we have an open relationship as an option. Then she suggested, how about I just keep your nuts in a vice for the rest of your life? I guess we went with her idea.
That's the thing, too. Like, even if, like, you could ruin it, you could ruin a relationship just by bringing it up, yeah. You know?
I don't know. I feel like if I'm in a spot where I need to bring that up,
you're already
shouldn't
done.
I just say, shouldn't I just go the full thing? You know?
It's different to say, why don't we try getting with other people?
Why don't you try shutting up about that? Couldn't imagine if
the second
said
someone brings that up, you're super suspicious, though. Like, you'd always be questioning, where are you going?
You're not indie.
What are you doing?
If somebody brought it up with me, it'd be over.
Oh, yeah, I'd be like, you'd be just like, oh, you know what? Listen, let's just cut to the chase.
Yeah.
You want other dongers? Go get them. Yeah. Go have them. I'll find someone else.
Because to me, it's just like, you're just not into that person. You could care less about what they do.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
One more call here. Anonymous, you're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. How are you?
Is this me?
It is you.
Lisa Three-Way.
Lisa Three-Way.
It's appropriate for this topic. So you have an open relationship with your lady?
I do. We're actually just boyfriend and girlfriend. We're both 20 years old. But the thing is, we've been together for 4 years now. And we both want to stay together for as far as we can possibly tell. But we also wanted to have our fun, you know, fun in college days kind of set up. So basically made it work. She's bi, I'm straight, so she's also into chicks and whatnot.
Yeah.
So she has her fun with girls, and I can have my fun with chicks as well. And sometimes we'll bring a chick home for the two of us, and sometimes separate.
But it's all cool. There's no jealousy involved. You've managed to keep it that way.
At first there was. Not going to lie, it starts out, it's hard, but honestly, as long as you communicate, like, to the point where you're telling each other everything, and no matter what you ask, you answer, it not only, I'd say it's improved our relationship and our communication as well, because basically we can talk about literally anything. I spot out, you know, hot chicks to her, and she gives me a high five. Mm.
I guess if you don't have a jealousy bone in your body.
Well, I think what he says is you do, but what you have to do is almost like sex it out of you.
Yeah.
Or like be involved to the point where you're like, okay, I can.
His setup's unusual too in that he gets girls and she just wants girls too.
Yeah. Like, and then they share every once in a while.
Yeah. I think it gets.
To me, though, that's the only way it really works. Like, if you want a girl, like, you can't say to me, well, you can go have boys.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, there's zero part of me that wants boys.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're after something you want, well, if you're allowed to go get what you want, then I guess I should be allowed to go get something
exactly.
that I want.
It's not fair to say you have to go to the same sex if that's not what you're into.
Yeah.
Right.
That's not right.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.